Now, let's hear the oboe as soloist with string orchestra. The composer is Joan Tower, and the piece is her Island Prelude for solo oboe and string orchestra, written in 1988. In her composing career, Tower has received many commissions by soloists and performing organizations to write pieces for them. Only once has she asked a performer if she could write him a piece. Island Prelude, for oboist Peter Baumann, is that piece. This work starts with a very slow-moving consonant landscape, says Miss Tower, that gradually becomes more active and dissonant. Above this terrain, the oboe emerges as a slightly more prominent and melismatic line, which in turn activates the surrounding held chords. Finally, the oboe releases its contained energy in two short cadenzas, rising upwards in a burst of fast notes that lead into a final quiet coda. This last section is again very slow, sustained, high, and distant. About the title, the composer says, "The island is remote, lush, tropical, with stretches of white beach interspersed with thick green jungle. Above is a large, powerful, and brightly colored bird, which soars and glides, spirals up, and plummets with folded wings as it dominates but lives in complete harmony with its island home." Let's picture that as we hear Peter Baumann as oboe soloist with the St. Louis Symphony, Leonard Slatkin conductor.